Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is Monday, TGIM. Thank God it is Monday. I thank God for waking me up this morning in my right mind. You know, so many people did not get up this morning, and we just have to be grateful to the Lord that He did wake us up this morning and that He woke us up in our right minds. We could have been anywhere else. We could have been somewhere in a crazy asylum, somewhere crazy out of our minds with some of the things that we have had to come up against in our lives. Even over the weekend, for some of you, it may not have been that great of a weekend, but guess what? Guess what? God kept you. He kept you through it all. He kept you alive. He kept you sane. And He did leave you with some hope. Amen. I know that you still have hope because you didn't stay in your bed this morning. You got up. You got up out of that bed and you said, you know what? I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do what I can do with what I have. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And that's what God wants of us. I believe that God wants us to make the most of what we have. We have to do what we can do with what God has given us. Amen. God has given gifts to all of us. He has put something on the inside of you that is going to make a significant impact in your life and in the lives of others. And He has put something on the inside of me that is going to make a significant impact in the life of myself, my family, others who are around me, and eventually, prayerfully, the world. Amen. You will hear me say often that I'm going to change the world. Amen. And that is a big part of my dream, to make a difference in the world. Actually, I would like to make a difference in the lives of enough people to make a positive difference in the world. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So we have to know that God is worthy, God is good, God is able. There's no situation that you can encounter that God is not already there in the middle of. And He is not already there in control of that situation. God is in control. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived into thinking that God just is handing the world over on a silver platter to the devil. The devil, you know, the evil one, the devourer, amen. He cannot do anything to you or in your life that God does not allow, amen. God will tell him that he can go ahead and do such and such a thing. He can test you. He can tempt you. But guess what? The ultimate decision as to whether or not you're going to get with the program of the evil one or whether you're going to get with the program of God, the ultimate decision is yours, dear friend. It is your choice. It is your choice as to how far you're going to let the devil go in your life, because you have the power to stomp on serpents and scorpions. Amen. You have the power through the blood of Christ, through the Holy Spirit. You have the power to come against the evil one in your life and to be victorious. Amen. Praise God. I'm preaching this morning. I am preaching this morning because, my God, you meet so many people. You meet so many people and they are Christians, but they do not have the mind of Christ. And I just want to encourage you on today to get the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Amen. Put on the mind of Christ. Do not be tossed to and fro by everything that's going on in your world. Do not be astounded, amazed, discouraged, depressed about circumstances in your life. You have to know that you already have the victory, because the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 8, I believe it's verse 37, the Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So don't let anyone make you get it twisted. Amen. You are who God says you are. You can be what God called you to be, and you can have everything that God has already ordained for you to have. Amen. You just have to believe. You have to get your faith up. You have to get your faith up. I'm opening up the phone lines. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries, and we're over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I'm here talking to you about believing God and not letting the devil take your joy and steal the plan that God has for your life. I'm opening up the phone line. You can call me for the next 20, actually the next 10 minutes, because I'm only here for 15 minutes today. You can call me at 646-652-4832. Amen. 646-652-4832. And I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, live. So you can listen at that time, or you can always come over, as some of you are doing, and listen to the archives. But I will always have a word from the Lord for you. Amen. I will always be talking to you from the Word of God. Amen. To let you know that God has a better plan, and His plan is always greater than the plan of the enemy. And even if God lets the enemy loose in your life, guess what? He has already equipped you to handle any attack that the enemy can bring your way. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? God has already equipped you to handle any attack that the enemy brings your way. Because with Jesus Christ, we have all power. Amen. You have all power in your hand. Amen. You have all power in your hand, and you have to know it. You have to know it beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are victorious. Amen. You are more than a conqueror through Christ, and all things work together for your good. In other words, what I'm saying is, when you go through trials and when you go through tribulations, when you have problems in your life, and when things are not going necessarily the way that you hoped they would, it's all right. It's all working together. It's a setup. It's a setup for you to come out of this with even more faith, even more power than you had when you went in. Amen. It's a setup to get you to come to God, and to pray to God so that you can receive your joy, your peace, and your success. Amen. So that you can receive everything that you're hoping to receive in this life. Amen. Because there's a definite promise, attached to you dwelling with the Lord. Amen. And praise God. But I want to encourage you, because so many of us, we go to church, we hear the word, we get excited about the word, we jump up and down, we shout and we scream about that word, and then we go from the church and we have no power. The first thing that happens puts us out, almost to the point that we don't go back to church the following week, that we would stay home, that we would get tired and drained. And don't you know that when it's time for you to go to church, that's when, and if you're going to an effective church, and that church is getting ready to equip you with some stuff that you're going to need for the next week, that's when the devil's going to come against you. That's when the devil's going to really rear his head, his ugly head, and come against you, because he does not want you to go and meet God. Amen. The devil's plan is to stop you from giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise in your life. So God's, and on the opposite side, God's plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future, to give you victory, to give you joy, to give you peace, to heal you, to give you hope, and to send you out on purpose so that you can do some things that will make your name great, and so that you can accumulate wealth to pour back into the kingdom, so that other people will look at your light, which is going to be shining so brightly, and glorify the name of God. So the devil has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. If God's plan prevails, God will get the glory. If the devil's plans prevails, then God will not get the glory, and the devil will be glorified in your life. Amen. Because you will be talking about all of the horrible things that have happened to you in your life, and how you never got a break, and how everybody's against you, and nobody likes you, and everything that you did failed, and you lost everything, and you don't have nothing. When you talk like that, you're not glorifying God. you're glorifying the devil. Amen. And his plan is to steal the glory from God. I just want to put it out like that. I want to put it out there like that so that you can know what you're coming against when you're trying to press your way to the things of God, to the house of God, and all heck is breaking loose in your life. I just want you to know that it is the devil trying to tempt you to worship him. Amen? Just like he tempted Jesus to worship him. And Jesus said, oh no, oh no, it is written, thou shalt have no other God before our God. There should be only one God. We should worship him only. Amen? And that's what I'm telling you. And whether it's food, whether you get hungry, or you see something that you really want, the desires of the flesh, you have to realize that that stuff is nothing compared to what we get as a part of being in the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen and praise God. In Ezekiel chapter 3, and I always like to give you a little bit of scripture to let you know that I'm not just talking, but as I was telling my husband this morning, everything in me is the word of God. You have to get to the point where everything in you is the word of God, that's your lifeline. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy to cling to him, for he is our life. Amen. Cling to the Lord, for he is your life. Cling to the word of God, for that is your lifeline. Stay connected to the vine, Jesus said in John 15, because without him, you can do nothing, but with him, you can do all things. Amen. Amen. That's why I'm so adamant about the word. That's why, even though I had to cut the program in half, that's why I come here 3 times a week to exhort you in the word of God. I am sowing seed in your life of the word of God, and I will not grow weary because I know in due season I will reap a harvest if I faint not. My harvest is for God's word to come into your heart, to take root in your heart, and produce a harvest of life more abundantly. Amen. That's my reward. Amen. Praise God. And as Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10 says, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. Amen. Amen. Not only Some of us are just hearers, and Timothy tells us, or is it James? James tells us not to just be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word. But God took it a little bit further when he told Ezekiel, don't just hear my word with your ears, but receive my word in your heart. Amen? Receive my word in your heart. Because when you receive the word in your heart, now that's a seed for faith. Amen. When you get those words in your heart, now you have seed for faith. Amen. So let that word come into your heart and let that word begin to grow so that it can produce the harvest of abundant life. Amen. Amen. And praise God. God does have a magnificent plan for your life. And I just want to encourage you on today to receive the word of God that has been spoken over your life on today during this past 15 minutes here at Power in the Word. Receive it in your heart. Don't let the world get you into a mindset of negativity, because negativity begets inactivity and even more negativity. Amen. So when you have negative stuff coming through your mind all of the time, then you get to the point where you just don't feel like doing anything. And you don't feel like talking about anything positive, but you just have more negativity coming into your life. And God did not, that's not his plan. His plan is to prosper you. His plan is that you will have a life and have that life more abundantly. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you were blessed today, that you're receiving it on today. Come out to our conference if you're in the New Jersey area. We will be having a conference position for purpose starting on this Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We're ending with an anniversary service, our 1-year anniversary, New Creation Christian Ministries, and we will be having a baptism service. So come on out and be blessed of the Lord. Amen. In the meantime, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Email me and let me know how this ministry program is impacting your life power in the word one. That's the number one at yahoo.com. And also remember, my brother, remember my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.